Sforno says, Bosai, right in the beginning of Amidbar, the Pasas count, or the Rosh, Kadas Bnei Yisrael, V'mishbechosam Oveis Avosam V'mispar Shemos. It's Kol Zohar Lugul on some, I think. Sure. Anyway, Sforno says, a little hard to read a Bosai, but I think I know what it means. V'mispar Shemos, what does it mean, counting by the names? Kihaya Oz, Kol Echad, Me'osu Ador, every person or all the people in that generation, this is the door going out of Mitzrayim. This was the first count that was taken, that took place. So each one, Nechshav Bishmo, each one was Choshev, was Nechshav, was looked up upon by his name, was recognized his importance by his name. Hamoral Tzuraso Ishus, and the name showed, you know, it had a Shaychus to how great he was, how special he was. Lemalosim, they're Milus. You know, was he a big Pikeach? Was he a big Gibor? Was he a big Bal Midos, Bal Chesed, I guess? All the different Milos. So the names of the people in those days, because they were so great, it was what to talk about, I guess, I think he means. And Milos, so the names indicated how great they were, how special they were. I'll let you know by your name, how great you are. So therefore was a Mispar Shemos. Therefore at that time Hashem said to Moshe, count the Mispar Shemos. Talk about their names. Count each and every individual, right, by their names, because the names indicates greatness. Right? There was special, there's greatness over there. And each one had that special unique name which was associated with, indicated what his greatness was. Count them by the names. Masha Enkein. Vagochain rather, Karogador Boy Horitz. Later on, so this was the door that went out of Mitzrayim. The door that went into Eretz Yisrael, they were different. I guess they didn't. Their specialness was not. They weren't so great, right? There was no special name which indicated how great, because they weren't so great. Therefore, at that time, if you look at the counting that took place before they went into Eretz Yisrael, that counting did not take place based upon their names. It wasn't the Reuven, Shimon, or Levi, whatever Malkiel and Yitzchak, whatever it was. It wasn't that. Well, Nisgru El Zulasi. Rasha Mishpachos Umisprahu Ishim. The total amounts and the heads of the families. But there was no focus on the individual names. Sounds like he's saying a Bosai. I think what he's saying is that because Kai Yisrael, the people went out of Mitzrayim, were so great and they had special names which indicated so, therefore Hashem, well, I guess, wanted to show the greatness or remachshavit or focus on whatever the exact svara was. Hashem says, go and count them by the names. But later on, the greatness wasn't there. They weren't so great. The people went into Eretz Yisrael were not that great. And Mela, therefore, there was no need to focus on individual names. Just count the basic families, you know, the Naiman family, the Uban family, the Sharfman family, whatever, all the names. But, you know, they weren't, the individuals weren't the greatest people. And therefore, there was no focus on Mispar Shemos. That's what I think is Pashup Shat. I think so. It's hard to read, but tell me later if you're masking. But L'chara Bosai, if you would have asked me, you know, who was greater? The door that went out of Mitzrayim or the door that went to Eretz Yisrael? It's Pasha to me. You know, the door that went out of Mitzrayim lived through Mitzrayim. They lived surrounded by Tumah, by the depravities, by immorality. They barely survived because Shloshino Shoshonim and Shmosa Shoshonim and what else was there? Shoshonim Rishonim, Shemam, and whatever the three. What's the third one? And the clothing. Right? They survived. Baruch Hashem. They had some schusim. Baruch Hashem. But there was no time to learn Torah. You know, they weren't super tzaddikim in the Torah. Right? There wasn't shayach. You know, they were nice from Erech Yidden. They reached a certain madregas after you know. But they were mamish almost in the 49th level of Tumah. So, what were they? The people went in there. Throw. You contrast to them. They lived the life of Ruchnius, right? They had the Be'er, they had the Mun, they saw the Nisim and the Flos, you know, on a daily basis for 40 years. The Parnas was taking care for them. Mitzvah, I assume they learned all day and night. They had no Parnas issues. It was Gevaldik. They lived the life of Ruchnius. They, Mitzvah, I'm sure, reached tremendous Madregas. They are on the highest level, you know, of their biggest Tamina Chamim, because they saw the Nisim, they witnessed it all the time, not just a couple Nisim by Kriyas Yamsuf and Azeres Nisim, which were obviously very big, but, you know, with a life of seeing everything, plus they were involved in cool Talmud Torah. That's what their whole life was. So I don't understand. So I would say, I think I would say that the people went into Eretz Yisrael were much greater. So for sure they should be counted by names. What's going on over here? So it seems Rabbi Bosei, I think Bethinon Schaefer said this, so I can't take necessarily credit, but I think he said this. L'chor Rabshad is Rabbi Bosei. You have to say Omro, so I have to give him credit. But L'chor Rabbi Bosei, I think Pshad is, this is just one of the basic fundamentals of Yiddishkeit, in that Avada, on an absolute level, there's no shaila about people going to Eretz Yisrael much greater. Much bigger Lomdim, Tamil Chachamim, Yerushamayim, everything. Probably the highest level, whatever they can do. You know, they're tainas on them for dakis, you know, but they were on the very high madrega. But that's because they were given the tools, and it was, I guess you could say, relatively much easier for them. It wasn't because of their hard work and their initiative to overcome the natural Yetzirah and the hindrances which stopped them. They were given on a silver platter. Hey, you have all day to learn Torah, there's nothing else to do, no distractions, you have the money, you have the Nisan, everything was there. So of course, you're surrounded by everything. Every single thing is conducive to Lima Torah, and conducive to your Shemayim, Madregas, of high Madregas, so okay, so you become a super gadol. Very nice. But in terms of credit, in terms of what the real Hashivas was, in terms of the Milus, not absolute, but I guess relative, subjective, right? So on the other side, this Sforno, I think, is telling us that the Gadlus was the greatness of Mitzrayim. Because the absolute Madriga was not the same amount. But because they went ahead and were subject to such a negative atmosphere, and they had no time to learn, they had no, you know, they were enslaved, and they were tortured, and still they kept their Emunah, and their Shoshonim, and Mabusham, and the whole business, you know. That, they reached tremendous Madrigas in spite of their Chesronos, in spite of their environment, in spite of all the negative challenge they had towards their to become a gadol, become a talmud chacham, become to retain their Yiddish guy, remain a Yerushalayim. So that's what he's saying. So in terms of gadol's recognition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reason why they have name and lights, right? Why they put the name on lights? Not because they're great people and they're so smart, and because they're so brilliant and they have such big rumbus time. That's not why. It's because what did you do with what was given to you? It was easy for you. Okay, but you have to do much more. It's hard for you when you reach a certain madrega. That's gevaldik. It's such chizuk rabbos to keep in mind. I don't know if you call it the highest opportunity of people always go around saying, it's so hard, I'm this, I'm no good, I'm no this, not so smart, and I have this challenge, that challenge. If I can't rabbos, say fine. You're not going to be hurt by that. It's a chance to accomplish and grow and to focus. That's our achrayus rabbos, to go ahead and in spite of the tribulations, in spite of the hardships, because of the hardships, Hashem helps us, because Hashem recognizes our greatness, because we have a hard time, you know? It's hard to get up for davening. It's hard to get up for meeting. It's hard to go to a base medrash. It's hard to sit in a room with Buthi. If I can't, so you do a little bit, you do a little more, you push a little more. You're the greatest guy in the world. Hashem will put your name in the lights. So Mispar Shemos, they'll call by your name because you're Gevaldik, you're great. So just Chizuk Rabbos, not regard Fakir to what potentially could be used to depress a person, get a person down and wipe that and exhausted and depressed and not want to, and unmotivated Fakir in a way could be used if focused on properly, if recognized with proper Ashgaf Rabbos, say, could be used to motivate someone, inspire someone, Fakir, to your right. I'm not a great Lamdin, I'm Shlach, and I can't think straight, and my brain's not working, I'm too tired, I can't wake up in the morning, and I sleep all night, but I still can't get up, I'm still always tired all the time, you know? All that can say, listen, but I'm gonna do it in spite of that, I'm gonna work hard to do it. Both of that's the biggest, that's real godless. And just as an example of a challenge in that regard, the next pasuk, parshin in later on in the perek aleph, pasuk yud ches, talks about again about the counting. But where is it? They call elo hikilu. They counted them all bechal holish hashedi. Sorry, and they gathered them all together in the first day of the month of the second month, Rosh Chodesh year. Says Ramban. So what's this? Eis kol elo hikilu bechal holish on the first day, right away. Yask is rizus Moshe, right? The purpose of this pasuk is to teach you, is mentioning the rizus, the alacrity, the quickness of Moshe, his rizus, the mitzvah Hashem, in fulfilling Kodesh Baruch Hu's will. Ki b'yom hadibru gokaches ha-nisiyim, on the day he was commanded, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, go out and count. What was his response? He took him out that first day, got to see him together, vikos kol eda v'itchil rifkor osam. And he started counting them. Onishlam, I mean, what did he start? They didn't finish ready. Again, afterwards, fine. But the point is, the pasuk is trying to teach you, look at Moshe Rabbeinu's resource. Look what a fast, a quick, with alacrity, how excited he was to do Ratzon Hashem. So he did it right away. That's the Shvach of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rabbi, I would have assumed, hey, big Shvach. I mean, it's one thing if your friend or maybe your parents tell you to do something and maybe you don't respond, the natural tendency not to respond so fast, and your friend, you know, like Baruch Baruch Hu says, hey, Moshe, come here, I want to talk to you. I gave a little job for you. Do me a favor. It's important to me. I want to go ahead and count Klal Yisrael. I don't think you have to be, I don't know, I think I would do it right away. It's no big deal. Of course, Hashem, the Melch Machem Wachem gives me a special, okay, he didn't say do it today, he didn't say do it the second, but obviously, Bui says do it, you know, so you do it then, you don't do it later on. I mean, does it require that much resist to go ahead? A midah, that person's right on his feet, and he has a tremendous desire, a love of Hashem, unless he don't love Hashem so much, but Melch Machem Wachem talks to you and tells you, you know, to here's a job to do, of course you do it. Is that a sign of Moshe Rabbeinu's reason that he has special? It wasn't just time that, you know, that he did the mitzvah because he had time today. He did it because of, says Ramban, because he was davuk b'Hashem, because he wanted to serve Hashem. He wanted to go ahead. The mitzvah of Hashem, Hashem's commandment, Hashem told me, I'm going to do it right away. And it's Rizus, a special madrega Moshe Rabbeinu is noticed for. He excels in Rizus. I think Pshat is a bosai. As we always say, Enochanami, right? Zem of the foot, right? Chad is a person has a very strong natural natia. This will make you guys feel good. Don't worry about it. You like it. A person has a natural natia, very strong natia to procrastinate. I don't care who's talking to me, but okay, if Hashem would have told me to do it today, of course, I guess I would have done it after listening to Hashem, but you know, there's always rationalization. I'll push it off. I'm tired now. Let me do something else. I want to look at the NBA finals first. I want to check my bank account. I want to do something. I want to eat lunch first. A whole bunch of stuff I can do. You know? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is not just your friend. It's not just your mommy, your tati. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to you. Come on, do it. You know, it's the ultimate. You know, it's Hashem's mitzvah. If it wasn't for the special love that Moshe excelled in, he wanted to fulfill mitzvah Hashem. He wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui. If it wasn't for that special, he wouldn't have done it right away. He would have done it tomorrow, next day. He would have said, you know, wait till later. What's the big deal? I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and okay, now you can tell me. I know you can tell me. Well, but Hashem didn't tell him, so let him do it tomorrow. And both say, you don't do that. That's ridiculous. That's insane. It's only because people have that may be called asrus, procrastination, negias, whatever, to push things off. You push it off. Everyone, and it's true, both. I see it myself. Everyone does it. You push things off to later on. I don't do it now, do it later. No matter how pressing, no matter how much of an intellectual, you know, motivation there should be to do it now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sivu, you do it now. I don't care if you love him or not, but he's the king. He's in charge. He created you. He's the man. He's his ultimate, the almighty, right? Do it now. He's not going to do it now. Both say, this is, so if a person, that's what I'm saying. So, okay, if a person doesn't get up a minion on time, okay, so I guess you can excuse him once in a while, because that's a teva mensch. But we have to recognize that that's what we have to work on. That's the natural chesaron, natural negias, natural, you know, atzlus, or whatever the exact nekud is. It's a natural restraint that a person has, and if I don't focus on it, it ain't going to happen. You're not going to get up to it. This reason is not going to be there. It might be the best beautiful shir in the world, the best tosis in the world, the best marsha, or the best mitzvah, nice, but not going to happen. You have to push yourself. That's what we're talking about, both sides, right? That's the first boost. A person has to take what he has and run with it and work on it, develop it, and you have to recognize that's my responsibility, that's my job, that's my obligation. If you do that, you're on top of the world. Your name will be in life. So Mispar Shemos. That's what it is. That's what we're here for. But it's important to recognize what we have to focus on. Without the extra focus, without the push, to try to misaken that concern that is natural. That's what people, that doesn't mean every single person has the same madrega, but people have it. It's a natural thing in a person. Moshe Rabbeinu had it. The Gadol Hador, you know, the Gadol of all the Doros, said he had it. And if it wasn't for the fact that he overcame it, because he developed a tremendous avas Hashem for mitzvah, to do mitzvah Hashem, he wouldn't have done it right away.